I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump's time in office. The late-night comics take us through Trump's own language. Jimmy Fallon gives us a crash course in how to say, "Today is Friday," in Trumpese. Stephen Colbert teases apart some peculiar Trumpisms. And Jimmy Kimmel finds a reason to thank the president. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Today marks 35 years of Donald Trump in office. And, no, I'm sorry, it's 35 days. It just feels like 35 years.
Maybe this is not a popular thing to say, but I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist?
Today, President Trump gave a big speech at CPAC, but I guess foreign interpreters are having trouble translating his speeches because they say it sounds like he's speaking his own language. In fact, Trump is so hard to understand, he's this close to deporting himself. I mean, like, absolutely.
Trump is in charge of our nuclear missiles. And if that does not scare you, perhaps this will. Yesterday, in an interview, he said he wants to expand the U.S. nuclear arsenal and make it top of the pack. I'm not sure if he means top dog or leader of the pack. But either way, he is not the sharpest knife on the Christmas tree. But...
That's right. Interpreters say it's like Trump has his own language. They're actually calling it Trumpese. Yeah, this is cool, though. Rosetta Stone just released a new program to help people learn Trumpese. Take a listen to it.
Rosetta Stone, Trumpese, Lesson 3. Hello, it's nice to meet you.
Hello, it's nice to meet me.
Today is Friday.
Take me to Mar-a-Lago and step on it.
7 people came to my party.
80 billion people came to my party, and they were lining up at 4 a.m.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
80 billion.
And he elaborated with the following reassuring words. I am the first one that would like to see everybody, nobody have nukes. Everybody, nobody have nukes. Actually, I think that's how nukes work.
Right.
First, everybody has them. Then nobody has them. And in between, there's a big boom.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.